Mr. Phil Campbell, after being at EcoBuild for half a day. Tell us, Phil, what's it like?
It's mahoosive. It's mahoosive. It's like walking into Denver.
And this is a real use of the word mahoosive.
Mahoosive. I mean, like, I've been to a lot of conferences and they are busy. But, like, when you're in the building trade and you can build your own stands, they build their own stands. Yeah. You know, like, the stands are just awesome, massive, overwhelming, in fact. But, yeah, no, it's a lot of walking. Yeah. There's a lot of people sitting down on chairs going, I'm knackered, because, like, they're literally walking around the place.
I saw
a guy in the cafe area asleep in his chair, just like, I can't do anymore.
Does it cross over different time zones? I suppose it could do. Has its own postal code.
I think it has XL. That's quite interesting. EX1, isn't it? I think if too many people are on one side of the conference centre, it will shift the tectonic plates. But no, it is huge, and we've just literally got to hit it ground running tomorrow.
But the reason we're here at EcoBuild,
for AJ, which is Architects Journal, we did a piece last year, or should I say, you came down and did the second part. We did the first part at Nottingham for EcoBuild for the house, and I met he's going to kill me either way.
I know.
Because that's why I got him to introduce himself. Because I haven't got the pronunciation, the vocal cords to do it justice.
He was your first hit this morning.
Yeah, he was. It was a good interview. Well, he spotted me. He came over and said hi. And I was like, wow, you look really fresh and everything was cool. But he was the guy from EcoBuild last year. So it was quite a nice little.
So last year was Nottingham House.
Yes.
Which was the house of
Solar Decathlon.
Yeah, Solar Decathlon.
Yeah.
This year, another competition that we're covering.
Yeah.
For Isover, who are another Saint-Gobain company.
Yeah.
Doing multi-comfort house.
Yeah, so basically there's different kinds of house. So there's and they are to a standard. So they might be they've got a passive house, which is to this German specification. Then they've got this new one. And what they've done is they've run a contest about downtown Lower Manhattan, where they're doing lots of different redevelopment down there. And so what they've done is they've sort of tendered this job out to lots of different students, and eight were accepted from Nottingham University. So there's literally on the Isover stand, they've got this model of downtown Manhattan, which is awesome. And the model itself is what's, you know, really impressive. And there was a whole bunch of MDs from Saint-Gobain standing around, like, being talked over this thing and everything. For somebody who doesn't really know about architectural stuff, but has a leaning towards environmental and eco stuff, to see the standard of work that the students have put in, it's mind-boggling. Because I can't imagine being able to produce that kind of level of quality when I was that age. So, you know, it must be, I mean, it's the best place in the world to have your work sort of shown off, you know, like Manhattan in New York.
And it's huge. And so tomorrow is our main day there for Architects Journal.
Yeah.
And Architects Journal have got a portal on their website for Isover. And all the content that we're generating is being fed there with our hashtag.
Yeah.
We've got the live stream of the presentation of the award, the announcement of the award.
Yeah.
Which we're going to be doing live on BAM User and to their site.
Yes.
And then the rest of the day, we're just going to try and get as many interviews as we can.
We're not going to try. We're just going to literally drop off. We've got these little cards, which are pretty cool. And we're going to literally ask them five questions and probably won't even interrupt them. We'll just say, you know, get started. And, you know, as soon as I press this button, as soon as the countdown hits zero, just tell me all the questions back to back on the thing. So we get like a 60-second to 90-second thing from them.
Brilliant idea.
And then
really good.
Well, because there's so many people, there's 1,300 exhibitors, and I would hate somebody to come back and say, well, you didn't come over and see us, or you didn't do us. And so there's only two of us, so we can only do so much based on the amount of time that we've got. And trust us, we've literally put this down to how many hours and minutes and days it takes, and there's just no way we could do the whole place. So it's just a faster way of getting those things, because most of the time, a lot of these people stand on their stands respectively all day long and they do the same thing. They tell people. So this is just a nice little way for them to send it to people who didn't see them. So,
yeah. So We're sort of settling down in our little apartment.
Yes.
Having a little relaxing glass of vino.
Yes. One thing we do know about Canary Wharf is that we know that no jumbo jets are going to land on us tonight because there is a big flashing HSBC building, like, literally outside of the window. But it's really easy to find. I mean, I've come to Canary Wharf before to go to Reuters to see Illico.
Mm.
And so I know this area a little bit, but I've never come over the footbridge. Yeah. So it's really, really nice. It's like its own little mini city. It reminds me of a couple of zombie movies, actually.
Oh, I'm coming out of the station, it's... You know, it is future city.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of feel as if you're walking into the future city.
Yeah.
And then the mad traffic light tree.
Yeah, yeah. I used to come down here a lot to the Isle of Dogs for my servers for C4L, which is a hosting company where they've got like gigabit connection now. We used to put all our game servers down there. I literally used to have to drive all the way from the Midlands down to here, stupidly on a Sunday afternoon. And I used to hit that island because you come out from like underground and you hit this island, and if you're not quite savvy, it does hit you, and you think, Jesus, I'm a stop go Amber. What am I doing? Am I going or what?
I'm surprised they got away with it. It's very.
I don't know. I can see it's an art piece, but at first, like you say, you don't recognize it. Yeah, yeah. It's a traffic light. Yeah, it's made up of 20 different traffic lights, but it's done like in a Christmas tree arrangement. Yeah. It's very strange. But no, I like Canary Wharf, and it's got a nice little ambient vibe about it. But I'm pretty stoked about tomorrow. I'm really sort of up for it. Mm. So, yeah, we're going to hit the ground running.
So our widgets that are embedded, all our stuff's going to Twitter with our tag, with Instagram.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, Instagram, it's going to be, if you search for AJ Eco... So it's hashtag AJ Eco. If you actually go and have a look, if you want to do this on your own, if you actually go to the blog at Instagram and go back a few pages, you'll see that there's a format for pulling back hashtags for RSS feed. We've actually got that already done for you, embedded on the site. But they want to grab it themselves to see it in real time.
Or you can go to the Architects Journal website itself, which is architectsjournal.co.uk.
Yeah.
There's two widgets on the front page, but there's also a whole portal for Isova. And right on the end of the navigation bar, there is an Isova portal button. So go take a look at that, or you can go to multicomforthouse.co.uk.
Yeah.
And we're going to hit Eco Build tomorrow.
Hey, looking forward to it.